Oh, delighted. It's been, there's obviously been speculation over the last sort of 18 months, but I can't say how happy I am to get over the line now, and I can't wait to get started.
And how tangible was that speculation 12, 18 months ago?
Obviously, as you hear about it, you read about it, but obviously, like, nothing came of it, so it was just about trying to get on with things and continue to play well. And luckily, this summer it's finally got over the line, and we can get going.
Nice to feel wanted, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And the faith that the manager and the club have shown to continue that, continue watching me and continue trying to bring me here and things like that. So, it's time to repay that and repay the club, repay the manager, and really get out there and show what I can do.
And what has Tony Pulis says that he wants you to do next season for the Baggies?
Just to obviously, come in and play my game. I'm still 25. I've still got a lot to learn, but I'm looking to come here and get crosses in the box, get shots off. I need to improve in front of goal. I need to add more goals, and hopefully I can do that here.
But you're quick, and that will help, obviously, as well, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of my strengths. I love to get out of man, get, as I say, get crosses in the box, score goals, get shots off, and I'll be looking to bring that here.
Defenders hate pace, don't they, largely speaking?
Obviously it's a big advantage if you've got the pace, so I'll be looking to use it. And as I say, I just can't wait to get going and get out here at the Hawthorns and get people off their seats.
You've had a taste of the Premier League already. How was that for you with QPR?
Yeah, it was good, but obviously we got relegated in the end. But with getting a taste for it, also at Blackpool, it gives you the hunger. And I'm a driven person, and wanting to get back to the Premier League. And I'm thankful that I've got the deal over the line now at West Brom, and as I said, I can't wait to get going now.
Yeah, people forget about Blackpool. Of course, they're right at the other end of the league pyramid now, isn't it? It's very sad what's happened up there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I had a good 3 years there, and it's a some, as I say, unfortunate for the club the way it's gone. But hopefully they can bounce back and get further up their leagues. But also I'd like to say thanks to everyone at QPR. I had a good 3 years there, and looking to push on now.
In terms of here at West Bromwich Albion, who are the boys are you familiar with already?
I know James Morrison and Darren Fletcher from Scotland, Callum McManaman and Sado as well. So there's a few friendly faces. So hopefully settle in quickly and get going.
And hopefully one of your roles will be to provide Salomon Rondon with lots of crosses, because he's a very good header of the ball, and hopefully that's a combination that will work well here.
Yeah, so we're here, and that's part of my game, assists, also scoring. And if I can do that, then it'll be good for the side, good for the club, and we'll really have a go.
And cement an early relationship with the supporters, that'll be important too, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing like having the backing of your fans, and when they can get behind you and give you a boost, it might be that extra little bit that you need.
And from the outside looking in, what can a club like West Bromwich Albion achieve, do you think, in the Premier League these days?
Who knows? You can see from sort of Leicester, Tottenham last season how they've progressed. So why not be able to progress with West Brom? We can get in the top half of the table, and the world's the oyster.
And hopefully furthering your international ambitions as well with Scotland, clearly.
Yeah, definitely. And as you say, a couple of the boys are Scotland internationals as well. So form a good relationship with them and take that there also.
So you're off to Austria, which will be quite punishing stamina-wise, apparently.
Yeah, so I hear. But you got to relish that, and it is pre-season, and it's what it's about, putting in the graft now, and stand you in good stead for the season coming.
And potentially then at the end of the trip playing PSG in a friendly.
Yeah, so it's a big side, big name, and that's what you want to do. That's what you're in the game for, to test yourself against the best.